It's the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis right here on 720 WGN. Mark Sapelsa is off this week, so is Tom Skilling. But we've got a lot coming your way, including why Eric Clapton may never play the guitar again.
Shocking story.
In public. Really? We'll explain what's going on there. But before we do that, Alderman Matt O'Shea is with us from the city of Chicago, one of our favorites.
Hey, Alderman. How you doing?
You know, we like to have congressmen. We like to have aldermen. We like to have a governor every now and then. Mm-hmm. We haven't had one of those in a long time.
No, we haven't. But this is
Alderman Matt O'Shea from the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis Ward in Chicago.
That's right. The Southside Irish Ward.
Yes, he really, that is true.
The Irish Parade.
Alderman O'Shea from Beverly. It's like right out of a book, isn't it?
It's a movie.
Yeah. All right. And first of all, before we get to why you're here, which is a very, very cool cause, which is City Drive to Help Homeless Veterans, and we know that that is a very significant issue. Before we get to all that, I want to ask you about some of the things that are actually happening around the city. First of all, I mean, what you're watching here that's happening down Spring, I don't know if you got into politics to see the kind of stuff that's going on in politics here, because you see it's happening down in Springfield and some of the chicanery that even goes on in your own august body of the Chicago City Council. How do you think the Chicago public schools are going to be able to get opened this fall?
We are in a crisis like we've never seen before, and what we need is leadership in Springfield. We need the governor to realize that he is in charge. He is the leader of this state, and we need to find a compromise, because if these schools open, or these schools scheduled to open on September 6th don't, we're going to have a whole new crisis on our hands, because kids across our city need to be in school when school starts in September. And if they're not, they're going to be out on the street.
So well, and a certain amount of funding has to be there, too. I mean, that warning that went out to the principals that their budgets would be cut by potentially 39%. I mean, it's not like our schools are overfunded to begin with. Pretty troubling when you hear that type of news.
Yeah, I mean, there are schools in my community that have, you know, $500,000, $1 million shortfalls. And principals have been creative, because we've had a problem the last couple of years. But when you're talking about drastic six-figure cuts like that, you can't cut away. The kids suffer. And
absolutely.
And the other big issue that we have here, too, is the crime is up. Arrests, traffic stops are down. There's been a lot of reaction, obviously, in the post-Quan McDonald video release, in terms of how both the police and people who might be up to no good are behaving on the streets of Chicago. Less action by cops and more action by those who now think they can take advantage of the fact that police are going to be less proactive than they have been before.
Right. And what we need to get back to is how we all grew up, and that is partnerships with the police. You know, the police are our friend. We need to work with them and communities all across the city, especially the west side and the south side, where crime is at an all-time high. Those communities need to rebuild that lack of trust with our police. And under the leadership of Superintendent Eddie Johnson, he's a strong leader. He's extremely well respected by, you know, I have over 1,500 policemen that live in my community. Anybody that's ever worked with him, worked for him, has nothing but the highest regard for him and his leadership. And hopefully communities and faith leaders can work together and reestablish that trust between the police and communities.
15% of the police force lives in your ward, is what
they're all there.
Think about that. Yeah, I thought that was kind of low, actually, when you stop
15.
And you think about it. Well, you got the Northwest side too.
Sure,
you know, you got the Southeast side. You got places. They got a lot of places. Mm-hmm. But it seems that the city worker too. I mean, that's the public sector employee is the one that seems to be getting, you know, punched in the gut here, whether it's teachers, cops, firefighters, people like that, or even, you know, streets and sand workers. You know, we talk about the government workers, and they're doing this, they're doing that. I mean, who the hell wants to be a garbage man, right? I mean, it's a good job. The reason people do it is because they believe in public service, and because they do get, they're not going to get rich doing it, but they're going to be able to raise a family doing it. Mm-hmm. And how do you then go back to those people and say, hey, you know what? Remember that whole raising a family thing? Mm-hmm. Remember how now you got to be on disability because your back is so screwed up because for years and years and years and years we did not have, we were using those old metal garbage cans. I guess we have to haul them into the
55 gallon drums.
Yeah, into the back of the trucks and stuff like that. And you know what? That pension, forget about it. Or cops who risk their lives or firefighters. You know, and people they're the first ones politicians will try to protect. But then there's such a political movement to try to take those things away.
That promise we made to you that we would, that pension would be there when you put your life on the line each and every day. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like an intractable thing, but I think it was years and years and years of mismanagement and politics being played. So everybody got everything that they wanted. There was a lot of Disneyland around this joint. And now it's time.
We also look at teachers average in Chicago making $71,000 a year. And you could say that the pension system is in such rough shape that there has to be some adjustments at some point. I don't know what we're going to do, but how much should a teacher make? And if you start driving that down, what quality of teachers are you going to attract? And who's going to want to live in the city? And there are other repercussions to these very serious issues in front of us.
And when you look at it like teachers, oftentimes these children, that's the only love an education they get is that 7 hours they're in school with that teacher who not only cares for them, loves them, and works with them and betters them. Cause oftentimes they go home and they're one parent household, parents working multiple jobs.
There's no question. My sister and my mom both worked in high poverty schools. My mom for 17 years, and she worked at the base of Cabrini Green at Schiller. And you played every role for them. You were nurse, you were parent. I mean, I'm like breaking up when I'm thinking about it because all the stories she told me about the role in the school of what you're doing for these children, and you care about them.
Right.
And you want them to be successful. And those are the best teachers, and we want them in the system. We want those people there.
And we're driving them out. And you're absolutely right. They take that job home with them. My wife's a Chicago public school teacher. Again, it's not the 7 or 8 hours they're in the classroom a day. It's every night they're home working on lesson plans, trying to think of that child that walked into the classroom that day with a problem.
Yeah. And then, but the taxpayer on the other side here is burdened. I mean, there's only so much they can do. And the taxpayers have choices. Right, they don't have to live in the city of Chicago.
Right.
They can decide that they can move out, and that this is it, whether it's the crime or it's the schools or it's the taxes or whatever it is. I mean, it becomes a very toxic cycle, and for the first time in my life, I've worried about Chicago's future. I had not before, because I figured that Chicago is big and robust and a gigantic economy, and you know, when you've got institutions like the Mercantile Exchange and you've got now McDonald's moving into the city. Thank God that's happening. I mean, that will be a big boon. But you've got banks and industry and all of that makes this city one of the most prominent in the world. Figure that, you know, we can't really descend that quickly, and yet we're starting to see it because we're fraying at the edges. And quite honestly, and I know that, you know, the mayor, it's a tough and thankless job, and he walked into a situation that was far more decayed than he even anticipated it being. But I think there are better ways to skin this cat than at least communicate about ways to skin this cat than he has done. My criticism of it at least is that. But it is what it is. All right, Alderman, stand by right 1 second. We'll come back. We'll talk about this very, very important program that you're involved in, City Drive to Help Homeless Veterans, all that coming your way. But first, Violetta Paramedics got the WGN traffic trouble spots.
Weekday mornings 4 to 10, it has everything you need to know and some things you just need to see. WGN TV Morning News, Chicago's must-watch morning news.
Alderman Matt O'Shea from the Fightin' 19th is in the studio with us, the Beverly neighborhood. Were you born and raised in Beverly, Matt?
Yes, sir.
And see how he answers it like, just like that?
Mm-hmm.
Just like that? St. Barnabas for you?
Christ the King.
Christ the King. All right. My favorite is Pinaquis. Queen of Peace.
Queen of Peace.
Queen of Peace. Where are you from? Queen of Peace. I got that. And then the boys laugh. All right. Now, let's talk about this. Pretty cool. The Help a Hero program. Chicago Help a Hero program. Explain what it is.
Operation Help a Hero is an event that we have organized all throughout the month of June, now through June 30th, where 50 ward offices are collecting household items along with 20 park district locations. To kind of backtrack a little bit, in 2014, we had 3,000 plus homeless veterans here in the city of Chicago. Today, we have under 800. Our hope is that by 2017, the last remaining homeless vets in Chicago, we find permanent housing for. But just to put a roof over their heads isn't enough. You know, things that all of us take for granted, having a toothbrush, shampoo, laundry detergent, they don't have. So what Operation Help a Hero is we are collecting these items from all across the city, people of all walks of life, communities everywhere, to donate to the Jesse Brown VA Medical Center, mm-hmm. and they will be handed out to our homeless vets all throughout the month of June.
And you work with Jesse Brown to identify who these vets are and their needs, right? Is that they're doing the screening there?
We work in conjunction with Military Outreach USA, mm-hmm. Joe Palmer, their executive director, also the Chicago Veterans Association, and also Chicago Park District are involved in this.
Oh, in terms of?
Collections?
Collections and promotions, and they are 20 of our 20 of the 70 locations we have citywide are in parks.
So how do people help?
They can go to our website and cityschicago.org/helpahero, or they can go to their local alderman. And the next time you're at Walgreens or Target or the grocery store, our vets need toilet paper, soap, laundry detergent, shampoo, hairbrushes. Buy a couple extra items, drop them off at your local ward office, and help a hero. Our veterans were there for us. They fought for their country. They were there when we needed them. We need to be there for them.
What a great idea.
It is,
and it's a simple
idea.
Way to help, too. It's not a.
It seems like right. something everyone can do.
Right. And, you know, one of our local schools, Mount Greenwood Elementary School, is doing their collection through. They came by my office today with more than 2,000 items.
Wow.
Took up the
That's
whole
amazing.
Front of the office.
So the parents and the kids at Mount Greenwood get together to do that?
Yes, sir.
Ah, that's amazing. All right. Well, and if people want to go to, can they help with donations too, cash donations?
Yes. The Military Outreach USA will accept donations. But the biggest need is just those household items that, again, we take for granted our veterans need.
What about funding for veterans overall? There's no secret that our Illinois budget is a mess, and I know social service agencies in some cases are being forced to sue or beg to get money so that they can stay open and continue to serve the neediest people amongst in our state. Are veterans' causes also being impacted that you've heard of? Is there a
Absolutely.
Mental health screening? I know that's an area hard hit.
I mean, we're lucky that we have the Jesse Brown Medical Center. They have nearly 1 million visits a year. At the I believe there's 5 locations in Chicago and mm-hmm. in Northwest Indiana, but yeah, they've seen cuts. And when you look at what our veterans come home to, you know, they're suffering from PTSD, they're suffering from mental illness, just trying to reengage with society, trying to find gainful employment to support a family in many cases, and it's a travesty that as a city, as a state, as a country, we are not doing enough for them. But Operation Help a Hero here in Chicago, and we are the first city to organize a drive at this level. My hope is that statewide we can do this and other cities can follow.
Oh, it's great. I mean, 2,200 homeless vets have gotten off the streets and
Isn't
found a roof
great?
Over their head, you know, so since they started this. And you have 800 to go. So
yes,
that's
sir.
A pretty amazing thing. And like you point out, they need stuff. They need things to help them through, you know, like the stuff that they wouldn't otherwise be getting. Like you point out, it's toilet paper, toothpaste, the essentials of life mm-hmm. that we, you know, don't think twice about, and that we as guys always forget to buy at the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an important thing to note, I
sure.
think, for, you know. This
pick up
is,
two when you go next
yes,
time. When
exactly.
you forget, don't forget, and then pick up two.
Or as guys, like I'm one of those guys who always buys the same thing over again.
Yes,
and
my
now,
husband does that.
Now
exactly.
we're piling them up.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a good
but not
idea.
Not the stuff you need.
Right. So you take the stuff that is piled up and then you take it over to your ward office or to a park district. Can you take it to a park district? Or just
there's
just
20 park locations throughout the ward.
It's up on the
Call
website.
Your local alderman.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or go
All
to
right.
Costco.
And the other thing is it's seldom that all 50 aldermen can agree on anything. And we're all working together on this, promoting
Good
this.
Good to hear.
That
Great
is a very
news.
Finally,
we found
something. There had to be one, at least one, though. That
somebody
was like,
stand up and
you know
say
what?
Something.
I don't think this is such a good idea. There's always one person who wants to make a grandstand about it. Until I get my zoning, uh-huh. I will not right. stand for the homeless veteran.
Did you get any of that? Nothing. Nothing like that. No.
No. Everybody.
Nothing
was,
he's going to talk about. I can tell you that right
like,
now.
He's like, pause. No.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And there are several vets on the council, so it's near and dear to a few of those folks.
Oh yeah. Good. Some very heroic people. Thank you very, very much. Appreciate it, Alderman. Thank you
Thanks
everything
so
you do for the city.
Anna, thank you as always for helping to promote important causes throughout our great city.
All right, Alderman Matt O'Shea from the Fightin' 19th. All right, help a hero. Go to cityofchicago.org/helpahero, and that explains everything that you need to do.